Free Talk Live. It is your show to take control of if you decide to dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever is on your mind. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark. Sam is joining us from ObscuredTruth.com. You can go there and see some of his excellent video work, as he has created a number of news package documentary-style things, focusing on a lot of the activism going on here in New Hampshire, but also elsewhere. Go to ObscuredTruth.com to take a look-see at that. Of course, we will talk to you about whatever it is that's on your mind. But since we're talking about regulations in the last hour, for those of you just tuning in, we were talking about taxi cabs and the taxi medallions and the scam that is the taxi cab regulations. But regulations all across the board are a scam that essentially exists to protect existing businessmen from competition, to make it so they don't have to innovate, or they have, you know, innovate very slowly because there's a very limited amount of competition in the marketplace, to protect prices so they don't have to really be too competitive because there's only a handful of people that are in their industry, so they can somewhat collude to set rates and things like that. And it's really just a good old boy system. And regulations are the same way at all levels. It's the same scam, just different sizes. So, for instance, with taxi cabs, you're dealing with a local government. You're dealing with a few local operators. State level, you might have other state certified things like construction, things like that. And then at the federal level, you've got the big boys, right? You've got the big regulatory operations like the FDA, for instance. This is a huge multi-billion dollar organization that essentially saps money out of the people that are trying to provide you with food and drugs, and therefore increase the price dramatically of various different treatments and methods and technology for healthcare and things like that. The FDA doesn't just deal with drugs as in things that make you better. They also now have purview over the realm of cigarettes. As you may recall, it was earlier this year, I believe, that the FDA was given either a greater purview or total control or whatever over cigarette regulations. And that's when they came out with the regulations that, Mark, increased the prices of the cigarettes and the cigars. That was last year, wasn't it? That was last year.
I think that was a new tax. I don't know if that had to.
Well, there was also regulations that made it so they couldn't sell the flavored tobacco anymore.
Yeah, that came out relatively. Right. It came in at the same time frame, but I don't think it was the same thing.
And they killed the clove cigarettes, made those
right.
completely illegal.
Because it's flavored or whatever, yeah. So they added on.
Because kids might get a hold of the bubble gum flavored cigarettes or something, as if they can make cigarettes actually taste good. I mean, they're always going to taste like mud.
So, and of course, as it ended up being, as was predictable, the people who supported the regulations were Philip Morris. Yep. So the biggest cigarette manufacturer
Philip
in
Morris
the country
doesn't sell flavored cigarettes.
It's probably the PM lobbyists who actually wrote the bill to begin with.
Well, they were given, of course, well, they sell menthols, and they were given an exemption for menthol.
Oh, menthol's not a flavor, for goodness sakes.
So Paul Fetters over at LouRockwell.com is going to expose you to a new example of this scam. And that is the e-cigarette and how they've been treated. The people that have innovated in the world of cigarette smoking and have essentially eliminated the smoke part. They've created a delivery system. Mark, you tried this a few months ago.
Mm-hmm. I tried it. I mean, you know, tested it out.
They created a delivery system, and I've seen it. It seems to be getting a little more popular, this delivery system for nicotine. It looks like a cigarette in that it is designed to resemble a cigarette, but it does not actually burn. It is essentially a vaporizer that heats up a solution.
Like an atomizer, but okay.
It heats up a solution to the point of vaporization, and then you inhale that, and you get the nicotine fix that you're looking for. You can use it right in the middle of any restaurant or any business anywhere.
If they let you. I mean, it looks an awful lot like a cigarette, and that's one of its problems, it draws up ideas of cigarettes.
I'm sure they have versions that don't look like cigarettes, but it's clear if you're standing nearby one that it's not a cigarette. It doesn't have that nasty scent to it. The smell dissipates fairly nearby the person who's using it.
There's supposed to be hundreds of carcinogenic chemicals in a cigarette. These e-cigarettes have much fewer of them. I don't know. They can't say that makes them safer. And but it seems to me, I mean, one might draw
seems
that
like
conclusion.
A no-brainer. I think they've looked at cannabis smoke through or cannabis either smoked or vaporized. And every study that's ever been done on that shows that it's far safer to vaporize it. So Paul Fetters at LouRockwell.com is reporting here. He says, I suppose I don't really have to give you or anyone else a refresher on how government ruins everything for the free market, whether it be through blatant government greed or simple red tape bureaucratic ineptness. My attention was brought to this due to the nonstop outcry around the world on the horrors of tobacco use. But as this particular case unfolds, we are pressed with a very real question. Does the government really care about our health? Now, I've been following a fairly new product for around for a bit, and I believe that it and its fight with the FDA to be worthy of mention. There's a new product on the market that's starting to gain some serious momentum. Well, more accurately, as much momentum as the FDA will allow it to get, I guess. It's moved from pennies and nickels to a $100 million industry in roughly 12 months. This is actually not too new of a product. It's just recently that it has hit U.S. shores and managed to anchor itself fairly well. I'm speaking of the fairly new smoking alternative called the e-cigarette. Now, the e-cigarette was invented in China, and as a result of this, China is the leader across the board in the manufacturing of the batteries and other components. Another result would also be the fact that that China, of all places, seems to be a lot more accepting of these ingenious devices than our own democratic government. And, of course, China has changed a lot over the last few decades. They've really come a long way in allowing more business and economic freedom there. It's certainly not the most economically free place in the world, but they've taken a few lessons from the success of the hands-off approach that Hong Kong enjoyed for so long and still enjoys. And I think some of those lessons have come over to the mainland, and it's really resulted in a quality increase of the products that come out of China and more competition, that sort of thing. The e-cigarette comes in many different sizes, shapes, and manufacturers, and like any product, all of them naturally have their own pros and cons. Some of them have great vapor production but have a horrible battery life. Others have excellent battery life, but they don't produce enough cigarette-mimicking vapor. Yes, that's right, folks, vapor. The e-cigarette is more or less a personal nicotine vaporizer. There's no actual smoke, nor is there any actual tobacco, tar, or harmful chemicals. What you actually inhale and exhale is a mixture of propylene glycol or vegetable glycol, nicotine, some natural flavor.
Nicotine's a poison, and to say that there's no harmful chemicals, you know, isn't entirely fair, but I mean, that's what people want.
It's some natural flavor or another, and water. Now that we mentioned nicotine, this is the part where the FDA comes rolling in. The initial argument that the FDA produced after a brief study was that diethylene glycol was a health risk, as it is commonly found in substances such as antifreeze. Now, that sounds pretty scary, right? I mean, antifreeze is dangerous. You don't want to drink that.
Oh, yeah. Is there any water in antifreeze?
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably. What the FDA did here was consciously derail and sabotage the e-cigarette through their tried and true fear-mongering technique of big-worded misinformation. And why would the FDA want to do that if this is what is seems to me to be clearly a safer delivery method for the usage of nicotine or the recreational use of nicotine? This is a safer method. Why would they want to derail it? Well, it's because they're working for their buddies in industry and keeping them safe, like Philip Morris. The initial argument they produced, here's part of their quote. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration today announced that a laboratory analysis of electronic cigarette samples has found that they contain carcinogens and toxic chemicals, such as diethylene glycol, an ingredient used in antifreeze. So they actually put that in their press release. It's the FDA out there touting that antifreeze, oh my God. Nice. Well, is DG, diethylene glycol, considered toxic? The answer is yes. But what the FDA failed to mention is that the tested e-cigarette cartridges had about one-tenth the diethylene glycol that can be found in aspirin, and about one-fortieth the amount found in your typical tobacco cigarette. So, right, being very honest there, FDA.
The suggestion all along is that e-cigarettes are, you know, perhaps a substitute for something that is extraordinarily bad for you. Smoking, about the worst thing that you can do health-wise in the planet at this point, shy of, you know, skydiving without parachutes. Anything that's going to take its place that's delivering a poison, which is what nicotine is, to you and through your lungs, you know, it's not going to be the safest thing in the world, but you have to compare it to what
sure.
it is that you're replacing.
Now, Mark, last time we talked about the cigarette issue on the air, I had brought up the suggestion that they were putting ammonia in the filters.
Yes.
Well, I went home and researched that and found out that the ammonia works to bond as a delivery system to deliver 3 to 4 times more nicotine. One of the companies put it in. Their sales went through the roof because people were hooked on cigarettes, so then all the others did. And the FDA did it all.
800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. More about the e-cigarettes and your calls as well. Welcome to chime in on this or bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, Freecom, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
If you are concerned about heart health, have heart problems, or know someone who does, this message is for you. LifeWise Naturals introduces HeartWise with citronol, CoQ10, hawthorn, and more. For premium cardiovascular health, just two HeartWise capsules per day provide optimum levels of powerful nutrients to promote cardiovascular energy, healthy blood pressure, circulatory health, and normal cholesterol levels. HeartWise is made with patented ingredients using only research-based potencies of individual nutrients. This exclusive formulation works in multiple ways, providing comprehensive cardiovascular protection. A 30-day supply of HeartWise with citronol and CoQ10 is only $22.50. GCN listeners, order HeartWise now and receive a free bottle of True Pomegranate, one of the most effective superfoods and antioxidants available. Mention product code HEART when you call 800-643-9558, 800-643-9558, or go to freeheartoffer.com. That's freeheartoffer.com today.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Dial in via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those, like our news updates. You get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, you'll know it first if you're on the news list. And there are three different ways you can get that news. You can get it via email, Twitter, or Facebook. You pick. Take them all if you want. Go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up. It's all free. News.freetalklive.com.
Ian, when I say read the Bills Act, what comes to your mind?
DownsizeDC.org.
Yeah, that's right. DownsizeDC.org has a couple of really great sort of bills that they're trying to get passed through the United States Congress, and progressively over time they're having more and more luck. One's called the Read the Bills Act that require Congress to read all the bills that it passes out loud in their chambers, and the other is the One Subject at a Time Act, and both of these would change the face of America as it is today. It's downsizeddc.org. They want you to know that you're not alone when you write your congressman when you use their system. It's downsizeddc.org.
And they recently just got enough sponsors for a majority in the House on the one that requires the waiting period.
Yeah, that's they're saying we endorse this waiting period.
Uh-huh.
However, it's not good enough.
Okay.
So they understand that people are going to try to mimic their Read the Bills Act. That the mm-hmm. Congress is going to try to mimic it and therefore take the teeth out of it. That's what they do all the time with
right.
these reforms. They pass them in the fashion that's going to be beneficial to them. DownsizeDC.org is sponsoring or backing the waiting period behind the bills. However, they still say there's more to be done.
Okay.
That's DownsizeDC.org. As we continue, the story from LouRockwell.com, getting into some of the detail about just how much of a scam the FDA is and how they're really out there not to keep you safe but to keep their buddies in the corporate healthcare world safe. To keep their buddies at Philip Morris and the other major cigarette manufacturers safe from competition, in this case by the e-cigarette manufacturers in China. Because basically these e-cigarette manufacturers are a significant threat to Philip Morris. I mean, they're significant as far as what could happen. They haven't really dented the business too hard at this point. They've really only been around in the United States significantly for the last year or so. And as the story at Lou Rockwell points out, there's maybe only $100 million in the industry as far as business is concerned. So
I think it sounds very interesting. When being a former smoker, it's been a year now. I still struggle with the idea of whether or not I want to smoke. One of the things that I think is a disadvantage to the e-cigarettes, and this is one of the things that isn't getting talked about, we're not sponsored by e-cigarettes. We're just here talking about what we believe is right.
No, but maybe you should reach out to some of those Guangzhou manufacturers and we can,
I'd love to have them on board. However, one of the things that concerns me is, would you like to start?
I was
going to
say, maybe
you
should pick up the habit again.
Maybe you should endorse the product. So,
if they had a hot version, that would be awesome.
Yes, it would.
What concerns me is that e-cigarettes don't work exactly like cigarettes do. So you can
there's no smoking.
Continue to take nicotine in at a given time, so you could actually develop a larger nicotine habit than you had on cigarettes and whatever it was in the smoke that was preventing you from, say, smoking 2.5 packs a day rather than one pack a day might not be there. So that's one of the things that concerns me about them. But I still consider them to be significantly more healthy for you than cigarettes.
Yeah. Well,
and that's just a guess.
From the people that I've known that have attempted to start using this product, they've raved about it. It allows them to get the product that they're looking for, the nicotine. They get that delivered to them. They can deliver it without having to go outside into the cold, and it's convenient. It's not stinky. The cost is actually on par or a little bit cheaper than actually buying the cigarettes.
I would think it would be a lot cheaper when you're talking about $7 a pack these days.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a lot cheaper, but it is cheaper. I mean, they're priced to where it can be competitive or cheaper than the cigarettes. And so basically, it's a real threat. And Philip Morris and the rest of those companies know it, because essentially you go and you buy basically a $150 purchase with this e-cigarette, and then you buy the refill packs to refill the propylene glycol or whatever in there, and that's what's got the nicotine in it, and that's what you're vaporizing. So once you buy the actual unit, unless that thing craps out, eventually it probably will.
Sure, everything breaks.
Right, but that's going to last you a long time, and then you're just buying the refill. So you don't have any reason to buy a cigarette ever again as soon as you pick one of these things up. And as soon as you find out how useful it is, then you're done with cigarettes at that point. And that's got to be a real scary situation for the old school cigarette manufacturers here. So rather than get in and compete and bring out their own versions of these e-cigarettes, they're relying on their buddies at the FDA to make things difficult for them. And the FDA puts out this report talking about how it is that, well, look out, these e-cigarette samples have we found toxic chemicals like diethylene glycol, an ingredient used in antifreeze. It's an actual part of that's an actual quote from the FDA. But as the numbers actually show, the e-cigarette cartridges that were tested had about one-tenth the diethylene glycol that can be found in aspirin and about one-fortieth the amount found in your typical tobacco cigarette. It can also be found in a variety of consumable products on the market that we use daily. It's actually not an ingredient used in antifreeze. It's an ingredient in coolants. They mixed that up with PG, propylene glycol, which is actually put into antifreeze in order to make the antifreeze child-safe. And or pet safe. Oops. So they didn't even have their information correct. Not that it really matters.
I mean, they're not even competent in their own area of expertise. Yeah. That's typical. So typical of government.
They're competent in their area of expertise. Their area of expertise is scaring the crap out of you so that they can serve their tobacco masters. Yeah. I mean, this is, they did exactly what they wanted to do. They may or may not know that they made a mistake, and it doesn't really matter. When the FDA releases a press release, the mainstream media, the kids that are in the mainstream media and reporting on this stuff, they don't check that crap. They just print it right up.
So they screwed up. They mixed up propylene glycol with diethylene glycol, which is a big mistake. But not that it matters much. The DG, diethylene glycol, is actually not a typical ingredient you find in e-cigarettes. It's typically used as a humectant for tobacco products, which would explain its presence in one out of the 18 e-cigarette cartridges tested. So they tested 18 e-cigarette cartridges, found diethylene glycol in one of the 18, and then proceeded to put out a report about how they, that they discovered this information, that this was the case with e-cigarettes. It's the case of one out of 18 of the cigarettes they checked, and even if it were true of all the 18 of them, actual cigarettes have 40 times as much DG.
This is why the government is in so much trouble right now. People are waking up because, you know, they've been doing this for probably 20, 30, 40 years, if not even longer, just flat out misrepresenting the truth, lying to the public, and they have this mainstream media that is controlled by the government and licensed by the government that hires a bunch of stenographers who come in and copy down whatever the government says and then turn around and report it as news. And they're not counting on people on the internet reading LouRockwell.com and reading these other sites and seeing what a joke they're doing. People are now hearing the stories about the ATF guy that was seizing the plastic airsoft gun saying, these could be converted into machine guns. I mean, they must think you are so stupid.
Yep, more coming up here. 800-259-9231. Your thoughts on the e-cigarette are welcome, and you can bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. More on the FDA coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Wow. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain clog past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. Wow. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain clog has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drain. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. Wow. The Drain Claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The Drain Claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the Drain Claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the Drain Claw at thedrainclaw.com. Wow.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free. We've got our shrine of female listeners there with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of this program. Go get all the details at shrine.freetalklive.com.
HostGator.com is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You can create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. They have like more than 1,000 templates there that you can use at HostGator.com. It doesn't matter whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website. You can let the experts at HostGator.com host you. Use coupon code FTL, that's FTLs and Free Talk Live. Sign up at HostGator.com today to receive your first month completely free. HostGator.com.
All right, we're going to
FTL.
We're going to keep talking about the FDA and e-cigarettes. Can also take your calls. Go to Steve in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Steve.
Hello.
Hey, Steve.
I'm using a e-cigarette myself. Been using this since January. It's completely replaced my use of cigarettes.
So do you feel any healthier? I mean, do your lungs feel healthier? Are you able to participate in cardiovascular exercise for any longer period of time?
Well, not particularly, but
okay.
The fact that I actually sleep a little bit better at night. And
well, that's good news.
Don't have to put up with the smell of the cigarette.
Now, are you saving money? Is it cheaper? I've heard that it is cheaper. Is that the case?
Seems to be, because when I started out, a 10-milliliter bottle of e-juice would run me $10.
How much? Two?
10.
Okay, 10 milliliters for $10. And how long does that last?
And that would last me about a week.
Okay. And how many cigarettes were you smoking before that?
A pack a day.
So a pack a day, and you're living in Texas. What's a pack of cigarettes cost down there?
$6.
$6.
So that's a lot cheaper.
$42 a week on cigarettes versus $10 a week.
So a fourth the price.
And that's what I was thinking. This was significantly less expensive than cigarettes. It would have to be. Competition would drive it down quickly.
Yes.
Especially Chinese competition.
Cigarettes is almost entirely taxes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's all taxes. It's highway robbery on cigarettes.
Now, what about the addiction? Do you feel the desire to smoke? Has that changed at all? Any effects there?
I've actually been able to cut down to where now, like I said, when I started, the bottle was lasting me about a week. The current bottle I'm on, I've been on for about a month now.
Good heavens. So,
a 10-milliliter bottle?
So you've gone from a bottle a week to a bottle a month?
Yes.
Are you attempting to diminish your use, or is it just kind of you're finding your own equilibrium in using it?
Well, I started in diminishing, and it gets to where I just pick it up less and less.
Interesting.
Because I can tell you that diminishing cigarettes just doesn't work very well. Wasn't that your experience too?
Yeah, I tried that with the actual cigarettes trying to diminish, and then you just end up picking them back up and going back at it.
Yes, it's a good way to start smoking more.
I think this is where the ammonia in the filters comes in. I mean, that makes it far more addictive. When you switch over to these e-cigarettes, you're vaporizing, you're taking in water vapor, basically. So that whole thing
vapor
is gone. You're getting nicotine still, but you're not getting
the 100 other chemicals,
in,
right?
Well, the paper that I read online said it sort of hooked in and made it a far more effective delivery system for the nicotine and made it far more addictive in the process. So people who are switching over are still getting their nicotine, but it's not being delivered with that ammonia that makes it more addictive. So that may be why they're so scared here.
And how long have you been doing this now, Steve, the e-cigarette?
I started in January. Now, I have picked up one pack of cigarettes since then because I ended up leaving my charger someplace. Over a three-day weekend, and it's like, okay, now the nicotine challenge came in. I picked those things up, and they're nasty.
Yeah. So an extra battery would go a long way, or having an extra charged up.
An extra charger go a long way, because I use it at work, and I left it up at work.
Right.
What do they think, three-day weekend.
What do they think about it at work, as far as you using it in the office or the workplace or whatever?
I don't like guys a little bit of a quizzical look.
Yeah.
<That's> the way said it, they just get you a little funny and just go out about their business.
Yeah, they didn't kick you outside or anything, so all is well.
If you try using these things on airplanes, it'll just cause the busybodies, because airplanes have a lot of people packed in an area, and there's no smell from them, but it'll cause the busybodies to just get too upset. It looks too much like smoking for people to... I think you could take it into the bathroom and administer it to yourself. Of course, there's going to be people waiting to use the bathroom at that point.
Hey, Steve, thanks for the personal story. Anything else you want to share tonight?
Oh, I was about to say, mine is not exactly one that would look like a cigarette because it has a little bit of a blue light at the end of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can get them with different colored LED lights at the end. That's kind of a
cool
thing.
Those are cool, yeah. They light up when you suck in according to how hard you're pulling on
it. Neat. Thanks for the call tonight, Steve. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Dave is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Good evening.
Hey, Dave.
I was just going to get back to you all were speaking of regulations earlier.
Yes, sir.
And you all are against regulations from what I got.
Just to clarify, Dave, I am against government monopoly regulations. I'm not against the private market coming up with standards. I'm not against the private market coming up with inspections. I think the marketplace can do things a whole lot better than the government regulators can, and there's proof of that in that For instance, a lot of chain restaurants are they have their own inspections that are much more high quality than the government inspections and done far more often and done on a surprise basis rather than an announced basis. The local your local Walmart or Target, they sell products that are UL certified and they will not sell products that are not UL certified. And grocery stores have different quality standards and things like that. So the marketplace automatically does things to protect their customers. We don't need the government violent monopoly to do that.
But for a second there, it sounded like kind of like the police taking, you know, keeping an eye on themselves, as it's been referred to, and we all know that that's a bunch of sounds like that to an extent.
What are you saying, that that it would be the private businesses keeping an eye on themselves?
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah, the part of the picture you're not getting is that in the marketplace, there are different entities. So, for instance, have you ever heard of Consumer Reports?
Yep.
Okay, so you know that Consumer Reports is an independent organization that that takes in products and they do their own independent testing on those products and they publish those results and they don't accept advertising from any companies whatsoever. It's all consumer supported. There are other organizations like Consumer Reports right out there. So would you say that Consumer Reports is corrupted?
No, I think Consumer Reports is good.
Well, so more of that, Dave.
Right. Well, the issue, the difference here with the police regulating themselves versus restaurants regulating themselves is if I go to a restaurant, I order a hamburger, it gives me botulism, and I'm near death. I can then sue them for them serving me bad food.
If you can prove it was them.
You have a significantly better shot than trying to go after the cops who don't even have to mount their own defense. They've got they're just going to take the taxpayer dollars and mount their defense. So the restaurants don't want to get sued for whatever it is that they're foisting off on people. Whereas the cops, they don't care if they get sued because their defense fund comes from the taxpayers in the first place. Do you see how the incentives are different there, Dave?
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
right. The consumer groups like Consumer Reports are watchdog organizations. You also have like your local television stations, the investigative reporters that will do pieces on corrupt businesses and things like that. So in the marketplace, there's a demand for good information about products and services. And because of that demand, there will be products and services that fill the demand to tell you about what products and services are best. And plus, we've got the wonderful information age that is upon us, to where you can do your own due diligence and go in and type in any name of any product or service you want to and find out all kinds of experiences and usages with them. So in the absence of the government monopoly, we have competition for safety. I hope that explains it. More coming up.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
Do you have a product or service that you can sell to a national audience? Free Talk Live is a nationally syndicated talk show on more than 80 talk radio stations from Alaska to Florida. We've been named Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 list. That's the 100 most important radio talk shows in the nation twice. And the number one political podcast on podcastawards.com 4 out of the last 5 years. You can have access to our 80-plus stations and our large and loyal podcast audience for as little as $500 a month. Contact me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free. 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll free line 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. You will find that they are free, including the news updates, the wiki, the archives, give it all away. But, of course, it's not free to run the website, so if you want to voluntarily support the show, you can do that by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. You just head on over to amp.freetalklive.com. And then you get signed up over there. You get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only the forum, as well as the AMP-only podcast, which is commercial-free. The recorded commercials do not appear there. So you get some perks, and you help us out, too, because we take that $3 a month. That's all we ask for. We take that $3 a month, and we reinvest it into the show, getting more radio stations around the country, bringing more Internet listeners on board, and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So if that seems like it'd be worth $3 a month to you, I would agree. You should go and do that. amp.freetalklive.com, and thanks in advance. As we continue here, we're going to take your phone calls. If we get a chance, we'll come back to the e-cigarette controversy. The phones are blowing up here, so right to the phones and to the fun. A different Dave, this one also in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Hey.
Hey, Dave.
There are a lot of activist videos that are flooding YouTube now, and a lot of them have the same two problems in common, and I wanted to provide a couple free tips for all the activists out there who are shooting
free
a little
tips.
Bit of video.
Okay. Dave is a professional videographer by trade, having had experience behind the scenes at places like Fox News in major cities. You've been back in the editing room, you've been on the street, and you've now retired from that business, and you've created the Ridley Report at ridleyreport.com. You're kind of like the man on the ground with the video camera doing one-man reports, editing essentially as you shoot it. You don't actually go back to an editing bay with these. You call them Ridleyos, and you've actually, in many cases, offered classes on how to do this stuff like you do it. So it's good stuff, by the way. I've taken Dave's class.
Not to mention that Dave is an activist himself, so his free tips aren't free tips coming from some couch potato.
So what are they, Dave?
Anyway,
lay them out,
guys. The two main problems I'm seeing. First of all, you got to hold the camera steady. people don't understand. They forget it's even in their hand, you would think. And almost everybody makes this mistake. The camera is like they say it's like a gun. It's like a gun, especially in this respect. You just want to hold it as steady as possible, not tense, but just keep it on wide angle. If you zoom in, it's going to exaggerate the shakiness.
You're going to be scared
if it's an important video. Just keep it on wide angle. Keep it very steady. And just keep that in mind. Steady, 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 steady while you're shooting.
Yeah, and there are different ways that you can accomplish that. It's something that has plagued me because I find it difficult to keep. I would not be a very good surgeon. but I definitely learned some tricks that make things a little bit better. I mean, you can brace yourself if you're nearby a pole or something like that, or a tree. You can lean against it. You kind of keep your hands close into your body, and you brace one elbow in your hand, that sort of thing. So there are different ways to do that stuff.
And then the other tip is related, and it's don't pan the camera, or at least avoid panning it for the most part. I am so tired of seeing pans of crowds or the camera that pans here, pans there. Well, why don't you just hold a shot? You've got to, again, it's a little bit like a firearm. You have to just aim it and hold it in a direction. You can't be moving it all over the place like that.
You can get away with a pan, but you have to follow the movement of the crowd. This gets into, you know, motivation for why you're moving along. If somebody walks into the frame and then sort of meanders through the crowd, you can follow that person and it'll look okay because it gives the audience something to focus on. But for the most part, I agree with you. And people will carry their camera around through the bushes or something. Nothing's going on, and you're like, well, why didn't you just hit pause and then unpause it when you record and unrecord again once you get back to an interesting shot? And then the other thing I think people oftentimes do is they're afraid to let things go out of the frame. Like, you want to follow the person, so that's where you get a lot of those panning shots. It's great. It's a great ending to just sort of let things leave the frame, and then you sit there with the blank picture that you can fade out on or cut on.
Yeah, and I don't think we can impose too many different rules on a new videographer, especially if there's not that much you can fit in your head.
Yep. Yep.
Just these two things, I think, are the most important.
And I think what's most important is that they're out there actually recording the stuff in the first place. A bad video recording can be made better in the editing room later. Not everybody has to shoot for the purposes of just transferring from the camera directly to YouTube. If you spend a little bit of time at the editing deck, you can clean some of these mistakes up.
Yeah,
it's much better to shoot bad video than no video.
Yes,
agreed.
Absolutely. You know, get the audio. I mean, even if you can just get the audio with the video camera, even if you're not pointing exactly at the person, if the audio is compelling enough, then it doesn't matter what's on the screen. And also, if you've got good footage but bad audio, then you've almost got something worthless. So, I mean,
I don't know. Again, the important thing is more important to shoot it than it is to shoot it right. And it's more important to get it on YouTube or some service like that.
I agree, but you give me the choice between footage that is kind of crappy with good audio and footage that is decent, but you can't hear what's going on. I'm going to take the one that's got the good audio.
Of course, you are a radio guy.
I'm telling you, Mark.
I agree.
Good audio is very important to have. Otherwise, you don't know what's happening.
I agree.
Or you have to spend hours doing subtitles.
Two things: keep the camera steady, do not pan. And in order to do these two things, you've got to go out and shoot on a relatively regular basis. If you're going to forget everything while there's an important situation going on,
mm-hmm.
Go out and if you had a protest and nothing major is going on but some people holding some signs, get some shots of that, put it on YouTube. If you're doing anything activist-related, get some shots of it, put it on YouTube. Get used to shooting and used to following the steadiness and no panning technique.
Good suggestions. Thanks, Dave. Anything else you want to share?
That's it.
All right, appreciate your call. Thank you. 800-259-9231. We continue here. Unscreened amplifier calls. Who's this? You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, you're on the air. Amp line going once, going twice.
It always goes well when you try this unscreened thing.
Unscreened line two, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, this is Sonny in South Dakota.
Sonny, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
When you guys bring up stories about businesses or individuals using the coercive agents of government to their advantage, I can't help but wonder if this is actually due simply to the existence of government, or is this actually a result of the competitive behavior inherent in the market system? Because if your goal is to maximize your profits, then it seems that to use any coercive agent is actually a pretty good strategy.
Well, I don't deny that it's a good strategy for the entities, the corporate entities that are using the strategy of using the government to keep people out of their business. Clearly, it works very well for them. It doesn't mean it's a moral strategy.
Absolutely not. But even if we were absent of government, as long as people are driven to compete against each other ferociously, almost, you know, whatever they can do, there will be some businesses and people who will do almost anything.
Absolutely.
Isn't this still going to happen?
That it's still going to happen. The difference will be they won't have this large or violent monopoly organization backing them up and making sure that they get away with it, making sure that nobody can really come in and safely or efficiently or effectively compete with them without having millions of dollars in the bank in some cases, or tens if not hundreds of thousands. So, yes, those things will still be there, but there will also be a reputation rating, and that's something that we don't have today. That, you know, the closest thing that we have today is really like a credit rating, but a reputation rating in a voluntary marketplace would be far more important. It would be something that people would really care about and would want to know, you know, what's the reputation of the businesses that I'm doing business with. And the ones who were scrupulous and like to really screw people over to
unscrupulous,
thank you, to get their way and make sure that they win at whatever cost, are going to have a reputation that's probably not so great, and people aren't going to patronize them anymore, and they're going to lose market share.
Sam, I think I've heard you say something before along the lines of that the real underlying problem is in the human behavior or something to that effect, that we need to change the way that we act and deal with one another. That's what's really the fundamental problem.
We need to the change that's going to come about, the lasting change comes about when people's perspectives and beliefs are expanded to encompass a larger view than what they have today. And so it's through that process, it's changing people's beliefs, that will eventually change the way they see the world and the way the world shows
up. We talk more about that coming up here in hour number 3. Thank you, by the way. Appreciate the call tonight, 800-259-9231. We'll talk about how the world on the outside is essentially a manifestation of what we believe on the inside, collectively, if you will, if I can use that term. 800-259-9231. You can also add your thoughts in. Bring up whatever you want. Hour 3 is up next. Free Talk Live.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumethin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumethinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumethinPlus.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.